The 2016 Commodity Classic continues in New Orleans today, where thousands of people from sectors of the agriculture industry around the nation are gathered. Commodity Classic is open to all fields of corn, soybeans, wheat, and sorghum, from growers to member organizations to agribusiness to farm media. I talked with Doug Bice, High Value Markets Director with the United Sorghum Checkoff. He says sorghum's gaining a lot of interest in California.
Well, clearly there's a demand in a number of markets, and those markets for us, as we look at them, of growth opportunity are human food, pet food, and then what I'd call more of the general health areas, which includes nutraceuticals, prebiotics, probiotic, things of that nature. So that's another area or another health area where sorghum really has some great advances, a lot of good research that supports that. And the other area, of course, is livestock feed. So you're seeing a lot of advancement there, especially in the swine and the poultry industries as well. So those would be what I would call the main areas of focus. And again, the fact that you mentioned of the drought tolerance issue, well, that's inherent to sorghum based on its leaf characteristics as well as its extensive root system. You know, one of the things that we promote from a sustainability component is the reduction in water usage as compared to comparable crops.
Reporting from Commodity Classic in New Orleans, I'm Sabrina Hill for AgNetWest.com.